Hey, what's good, everybody? How y'all doing, man? You know, y'all tuning in to Black Alternative Talk and Music with your host, Coley P. What's good with you, man? Yo, real quick, man, I'm gonna just let this out because I am very frustrated right now, man. I was just on Facebook, man, with a couple of my friends from high school. And you know what? I'm just gonna put it out there like this, dude. I come from a predominantly black community, first of all, as y'all probably know, coming from Detroit. But, you know, it has been, I've noticed that there has been just this, almost like a sense of interracial hatred from our straight black community towards our black LGBT community. And it's really pissing me the fuck off. Because it's like every time I sit there and read Facebook, like, I mean, these are friends that I grew up with, right? And they're going on Facebook, and like there was a post about, it was the Cleveland Indians, the one that was baseball team playing, and one of the players found out that their mom had passed away. And dude was really being consoled by, you know, the brother, right? By his teammate. And so one of my friends posted this shit on Facebook, and he's just like questioning the sexuality versus understanding why this man is being consoled, right? And so a bunch of black folks, black men, black women who are straight, who just got this, fucked up notion that being gay or lesbian or bisexual or transgender is not an African, it's not an African trait. We always believe that it's some European trait that we just learned from white people and shit. No, it's not. People need to really understand that. That being a bisexual black man, I'm telling y'all right now, I ain't learned this shit from no white dude. Okay? I learned from myself from when I was looking at things growing up and realizing how my sexuality was, right? But at the same token, black folks, especially straight black church-going folks, love to think that it's somehow a science experiment and it's trying to stop us from reproduction and stopping us from having kids and stuff. But it's like, look, Negroes, I have to be the first one to tell y'all, but guess what? Y'all the ones that made gay and black and gay and bisexual and transgender kids, dummies. Y'all made the kids. You just didn't know that we was gonna come out like this. Sorry, but that's just the goddamn way the cookie crumbles. But at the same time, I'm just reading all these rude and just these malicious and hateful and prejudiced and bigoted ass comments from our people. And it pisses me off, y'all. And it's like, when are we gonna stop this intraracial hatred from the straight community? The straight black church-going community. When are y'all gonna stop this goddamn hatred, man? Because to me, y'all look no better than the oppressors that have been oppressing us. You look no better. You look no better than them. You look no better than the white supremacists who were marching over in fucking in Virginia and North Carolina and who killed Heather Hare. Y'all look no better than them. Y'all look no better than them, dude. So when y'all going around here preaching that bullshit and talking about that y'all going around saying just the mean things that y'all say about us in the LGBT community, remember, we're black too. But who we choose to love is our fucking right. And also, that goes for people who are in interracial relationships, but at the same time, you're against same-sex marriages. Dude, if you are that way, bro, let me tell you something. Remember this, my friends. In 1968 was when interracial marriage was legalized. 68. Yes, 68 was when interracial marriage was legalized. Okay? So when y'all sitting up here talking about same-sex marriage being wrong, remember that, people. And to this day, there's like 72% of Americans still do not approve of interracial relationships. Those are just facts that I'm throwing out there, y'all. So if you want to sit there and get upset with those who are saying that, black people, remember that. Okay? I'm so frustrated when I hear that from us, man. It's appalling, it's frustrating, and it's painful, and it's detrimental to our community. It's detrimental to us as a whole, as people, period. So y'all, really, lay down your fucking bigotry. Okay? Lay it down, Black America, because it's not getting us anywhere within our community. All right? Seriously, stop the shit. Y'all, I just wanted to say that to y'all. Thank y'all for listening, man. Hey, if y'all got thoughts, man, y'all want to, you know, y'all got some thoughts or whatever, man, let me know. Y'all know how to do it. Drop a line. Hope y'all keep listening, man. And I'm going to keep doing my thing. But, yo, just want to really get that out there. So, yo, this is your man, Coley P, with Black Alternative Talk and Music. I'm signing off, man. Y'all have a killer day. Rock on!